You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Go Out Radio Show right here on your favorite listening station, Talk Radio Network, www.wetalkradio.com. That's at every single day. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you so much for tuning in. We Talk Radio Network. Keep checking us out. We're going to keep jamming out and rocking out to some incredible music. Where? This is Kia D and your main man, T Smiley, right here on We Talk
He's
Radio.
Been waiting on the right time. When you think all of the stars have aligned, joy and happiness elude you. You say chasing love is what those fools do. Built a shell, you still protect you. Working hard to be the strong one, deep in your heart.
than a wedding ring. Generation tattoo with the love we bring. From the seeds we sow to the time it takes to grow. Long enough to show you I won't let go of you.
Oh, you are the man I need.
Off, try to repaint it. If you want picture perfect, well, we ain't it, because we paint it. Our own porch with a me and you that can never be tainted, because real love embodies all colors of the spectrum. Mix a few greens with your reds and your blues, create some new views, then you rehang it. Start over, even though your friends gon' doubt you, and all them others have been trying to scout you. It gets so tiring, but I'd be lying if I said that I'd be better off without you. And when I think of walking out you, smiling the way they make me feel like I'd be lost without you. Me and you are the only threat to us. Till death do us, I'm standing next to you.
What up? Welcome back to the After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network. We are your favorite listening station. Shout out to T Smiley, who's holding it down with me in the building today. What up, T Smiley?
What up?
Shout out to the incredible Big Joe, who's holding it down with us in the streets tonight. What's up, Big Joe?
What's good?
Life is lovely. What's going on in the streets tonight?
It's ugly. It's just ugly. Oh, it's so ugly. Today is a horrible day to be at work.
Is it? You know what? I ain't going to lie. I was almost on the verge of calling in tonight. I was like, I need just a moment, a night off. But guess what? Listen, we got listeners that want us to be here, and this is exactly what we're going to do. So we're going to make sure we are here for you guys. Every day of the week, y'all can check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Listen, it's Women's Month. It's Women's Month, Big Joe. Any women you want to celebrate today?
Not today.
Not today.
Man, it's crazy. Big Joe, any women you want to give a tribute to tonight for our first night of Women's Month?
I give a tribute to my sister and my older sister, you know what I'm saying? She single parent, you know, holding down three daughters, you know, and they all teenagers pretty much almost, except for one, preteen, you know, she almost there. So shout out to my sister, my big sister. And if y'all see her on my Instagram, she look like my little sister, but she's my big sister. And of course Miss Kid D. Let's get a date.
I try. Shout out to CP. Tonight is her birthday. She is celebrating long years tonight. Shout out to CP. Yes. We are super duper excited about celebrating her birthday with her. So, yes, an awesome opportunity to celebrate birthdays, man. We went out and had a good time with her, just kind of surprised her at her job. As soon as she got off, we were standing outside. Big Joe, watch this. As soon as she got off at 3 o'clock, we all standing outside her job yelling and screaming, "Happy birthday!" And she literally was looking at us like we were crazy. We were like, we came for your birthday, boo. We got gifts and presents. We got We got balloons and cake and ice cream and all kind of stuff. We got you coffee if you want it. We got whatever you need. I didn't understand. I didn't understand, but she just looked like she wasn't that happy to see all of us smiling.
She didn't hold y'all down.
What you say?
She didn't hold y'all down, pull out a fire hose and just hose y'all down.
And you know we were turned up. Oh man, we were turned up. We were having fun though. Shout out to CP. She wished she could have hosted us down.
Happy birthday, CP. Happy birthday.
Yes.
CP.
And tomorrow is Destiny's birthday. Destiny is one of our youth correspondents, one of our youth radio personalities, and she's awesome. Youth producer as well. And so she'll turn 21 years old tomorrow. Do you remember Big Joe when you were 21?
Ooh,
yesterday?
I knew you were going to ask that question. I knew
where you were 21.
Yesterday.
That was just yesterday?
Yeah. You know what? I remember exactly what I did my 21st birthday.
What did you do? I don't even know if I want to know.
I don't know if you want to know it either. turned 21, so the first thing I did because I was legal was went to the strip club.
Hey, this is the right show to talk about it. It's the right show to talk about it. Went to the strip club. No, I can understand that.
Hold on. Now, this is what's funny. Remember me a couple of years ago telling you about the incident where I went to the strip club and saw a church member?
Yeah, I remember that.
It was the same strip club. Matter of fact, it was the first time I went. I didn't see the church member that time, but when I started becoming a frequent, frequent member, that's when I end up seeing the church member.
Gotcha. That's funny. Wow, that is funny. How much time you got, Big Joe? You hanging out tonight or you got to go back into the streets?
No, I got to go back into the streets. I got about 13 minutes.
Nice. Not bad. Okay, cool beans. All right, you hanging out for real. Okay. Well, we are hanging out tonight right here on the After the Lights Go Out radio show. This is an absolutely extraordinary Wednesday night. You definitely want to join us every Wednesday night because we actually hold it down and have a lot of fun. Big Joe has his show on Saturday. Tell them all about your show, Big Joe.
It's the Mind, Body, and Soul show with Big Joe, where we discuss things about the mind, body, and soul. And also time from time, we end up having a great guest. So you're almost never sure what you're going to get until you just join in and check it out.
That's what I'm talking about, brother. That's what I'm talking about. Every Saturday night, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. T. Smiley is every Saturday morning.
Saturday morning at 10 a.m.
Check them out.
The Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio with myself and Big Joe and the Cave Men.
The Cave Men. It goes down. Y'all check them out. Big Joe, you've had some hot topics that you sent out. Anything you want to bring up tonight, my friend?
It's going to take me a few seconds to grab a few of these stories.
It's all good. There's a lot going on. I heard recently that they were thinking about giving us reparations. Am I, you know, if you black, it's a good time to be black right now. Might get something. I'm just saying. And you know, we waiting. As you know, black people, we are waiting on our money.
Now,
and we will wait on it too.
I gotta.
Yes, I want my money.
No, my question is, how much would be enough?
You know what? And see, that's the deal. People are gonna go back and forth, because what they get won't be enough, or whatever. You know, nobody's gonna be satisfied, or whatever. You know, so
Would $5,000 be enough?
Mm. No, not at all. Not at all. Mm-mm. Not at all. I don't think 5,000 is enough. If you think about everything that everybody went through, no, it's not enough. Is there enough money to spread around for all of the black people to have enough? The problem with that is that, and I'm sure it is, they'll find a way, they can print money. But the problem with that is it would take years to distribute the money. They find ways to hold it up in court. Of course, they can't get it all out to black people the right way because, you know, the way, you know, how do you do it? The way people are listed, where? On your Social Security card, on your driver's license, on your birth certificate, you know, what are you doing? And then how do you prove that? Because, of course, there's so much fraud happening nowadays. You know, how do you prove, you know, like what's going to be the process? And I think that's going to be the kicker for everybody is getting through the, whatever process they're going to set, you know. So we'll see what happens. Definitely see what happens. Yeah, definitely we'll see what happens. It's interesting, you know, very interesting. Interesting, definitely, you know. We'll see. That's all I can say, you know, for real. You know, I don't know if we're going to get it or not, but I'm not holding my breath on any of that at all. Are you holding your breath, Big Joe?
Not at all. But I have heard that if you do hold your breath, you'll just pass out and start breathing again.
Let's talk about what's happening over in Fort Worth. There was an elderly man that actually grabbed onto a tree, the root of the tree, and called 911 after he was swept into the Trinity River. This happened out in Forney, Texas, actually. Forney. Think about that. That's pretty scary. Yeah, we know all about Forney. Definitely country land. It's not city life at all. It's country life. A lot of remote space out there. So, but an elderly man, he grabbed onto a tree root. He was 69 years old, and he actually survived a Saturday plunge into a river in Forney. And according to police officers and reports, a Good Samaritan actually stopped to help him. Forney police said the man, who was not named, got lost sometime Friday along Highway 80. His car got stuck in the mud on the north side of the road, and then he was actually near the west end of the riverbank. Police said the man spent the night in his vehicle before trying to escape, but by then his truck had drifted downstream, partially submerged in water. The elderly man tried to swim to safety but was swept up in the river. He was able to hold on to a tree root in the water and call 911. He had just tried to swim across and got swept up, according to one of the police officers there in Forney, and who was actually the first to reach the elderly man. A construction worker named Daniel Washburn was just driving when he came across the scene. He said, as I pulled forward, I looked over and saw a person in the water. He said Washburn said he got into the water and helped to stabilize the man until first responders arrived. He was telling me, hey, I can't go on. I'm about to go, is what he said. Is what the man was saying. I could only imagine. You know, Washburn said the man was trembling and was losing his grip. He couldn't have lasted much longer there, according to reports. They said the man was 125 feet away from the highway. If he had been much further down the river, it would have been difficult to reach him in the wetland area that stretches out for miles. And Kennedy removed the police vest, which is one of the officers. He removed his police vest with the body cam still attached and recording. It captured Washburn jumping into the river to keep the man afloat while officers and firefighters fashioned a rope and a harness to help pull the man out of the muddy 12-foot embankment. Very, very scary. Very scary. Of course, the man was alive, but he was suffering from hypothermia, and he was taken to a local hospital. Just crazy, you know, just driving down the street. You mentioned earlier, Big Joe, there was potholes all in the road in Fort Worth, you know, due to the storm. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's crazy, you know. People are just really kind of getting back to normal and from all of the stuff that happened out here last week. So it's been pretty crazy. You're right. You got any more stories, Big Joe?
Oh, there is one that we have got to get into. Amber Geiger.
Oh, snap.
We have got to get into this story. I found a report that states that former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger will get another day in court on April 27th. She will have an appeals at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And her argument is, let me get to it. Her argument is that she doesn't believe that the murder conviction does not support, or her case does not support murder. I don't even know what to say about that. This is a police officer that went into the wrong house with a fire on a man who was in his house, end up getting only 10 years, and now she says that the evidence does not match a murder conviction. So if it's not murder,
well,
then what is
it? 100% murder. I don't care what anybody says. It's 100% murder. Of course they're going to try and make it seem as if it wasn't murder. That was murder. They murdered, she murdered Botham John. For those of you who do not know about the case, I apologize. We actually have our windows up here. Somebody has is outside like, sounds good, but not in my microphone. So I don't know if you guys heard that car going by. Anyways, it's one of those things where 100% it's murder, without a doubt, no way around it. It's murder. Botham John was a young man who was at home minding his own business. All of a sudden, he lives in an apartment where there are several floors. I think 8 floors or how many ever floors were in this particular apartment building. A woman, and all of the apartments are inside, so the doors are actually inside of the apartment complex themselves. I'm trying to draw a picture for people who are around the globe and don't know about the story. So he's in his home, minding his own business. All of a sudden, his door comes open, and this woman just starts shooting at him. Come to find out, she thought she was, quote-unquote, at her apartment, even though she has a mat at her apartment. She's got her apartment. There were things outside the apartment that looked different. But she said that she thought this apartment was hers. She walked in. She thought this guy was robbing her apartment, and she began to open fire. This woman was a police officer. She murdered him. I don't care what anybody says. She murdered him. And so at this moment, it looks like she might be getting off. Period, point blank. I mean, there's no way around it. She murdered him. She came in his house. She shot him. He was there in his house, minding his own business. You know what else that sounds like? That also sounds like that young girl that got killed that was in her house by a police officer. Police officer came into her house. They were doing something. She was a paramedic, or she did something. And Breonna Taylor is her name, Breonna Taylor. And she was in her house minding her own business. And again, in this case, you know, the police are absolutely at fault. But it looks as if they're not at fault because of the way the courts have run these cases. But it's so interesting that, you know, this stuff just keeps happening over and over again with our black people, and it's so sad to watch it. You know, I know, of course, you think about back in the day, of course, they've always had – this is nothing new. We've always had to deal with these kinds of issues. It's just sad that we're still in 2021, we are still dealing with these kinds of issues. Absolutely sad.
And not only dealing with the issues, but still feeling as if the outcome is the same ever since the Rodney King verdict.
Absolutely.
It seems like more and more are getting away scot-free.
Yep. And what you know, what do we do? You know, what do we really, you know, how do we handle that? What do we do, you know, when we when we feel like there's nobody that will have our back. You know, we can't go to the cops. We can't go to the justice system. You know, who's going to help us if we need? Huh?
I'm out of time.
Yeah, oh, you see? I love it. All good. I mean, I don't love it, but all good. We'll definitely, we're gonna keep chatting about this topic here and more. Thank you, guys. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
You
Bye,
know,
Big
I,
Joe.
I
Thanks for being
question.
Here tonight.
I got a quick question.
Yes,
before
yeah.
I go.
Sure.
Someone posed it to me. With all of the killings of innocent black people or unarmed black people, with you being a black lady and with T. Smiley being a black man, how does that make you feel when you see the police now, that it's so in the social media, it's so in your face? Now when you see a police officer, how does it make you feel? Or have you had one get behind you, and how does that make you feel now? I got to go.
Well, I will be honest with you. I've always been nervous whenever a cop gets behind me. Whether I'm got, it don't matter if my tags is out or in. It don't matter if I got insurance or not. It's just one of those things. You just get nervous, and you shouldn't be nervous. They're cops. They're supposed to be here to help us, but that's just not the case. And we know for a fact that last week there was when this storm hit, there was a young black man in Plano walking home from Walmart. And somebody called the cops and said, listen, do a welfare check on this young man. It's cold outside and he's walking home. They called for a welfare check on the young man. Not that there was no report on him doing anything wrong. The police trailed him. They did not get out of their cars and say, hey, young man, can we help you? No, they trailed him. They followed behind him for a while. Then they pulled over and said, hey, can we help you? Now, by this time, he's nervous because they're trailing him. You know, he don't know what's going on. So he's like, no, I'm good. I don't need help. I'm just going to walk home, which is the same thing I would have said. Do you know what they did? They put handcuffs on that young man and took him to jail. Why? He was just walking home in the cold. It's a crime to walk home in the cold now? They released him because there were no charges that could be filed. Well, fuck. Of course there were no charges to be filed. The man was innocently walking home, minding his own business. Listen, it's just crazy. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We'll talk about more of these issues, probably not tonight because my blood pressure is going up. We're going to talk about this on Monday, but we're going to have some more fun tonight. Let's listen to some more music. Thank you, Big Joe. Let's have some fun. Thank you, T. Smiley. I'm your girl, Kia D, holding it down right here for We Talk Radio Network. This is the incredible and the amazing After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
I don't know why I keep
messing with you.
When you spend my money, still I keep running
home.
At times it's funny, but I keep running
home.
They tell me run, leave, but I won't.
I keep messing with you.
I can't hardly wait to be through with you. I can't hardly wait to be through with you. Hardly wait till I'm
messing with you.
You don't celebrate me, oh, but I keep
messing with you.
You go out but never with me, still I keep on
messing with you.
You're always competing and I keep right on
messing with you.
And I started resenting, but I keep right on. I can't hardly wait to be through with you. Hardly wait till I'm
messing with you.
I can't hardly wait to be through with you. Hardly.
Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Tonight. I can't.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality of shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, and we take action using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up our incredible radio station that broadcasts to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, We Talk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit us on our website at www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Are you an ambitious woman looking to take charge of your career goals? If so, Meredith Ward has you covered. Known as your career and startup business strategist, Meredith is a corporate leadership coach, public speaker, video podcast host, and the founder and CEO of In Charge Career Consulting. In Charge Career Consulting exists to provoke, empower, and educate women to achieve their ambitions as corporate leaders and entrepreneurs, coaching her clients to develop influence and authority. While advancing through the ranks of corporate leadership, Meredith helps women gather the right resources and develop a plan to pivot into full-time entrepreneurship smoothly. On top of all of that, she recently launched her newly founded platform, She Is In Charge, a video podcast and workshop entertainment resource for businesswomen. Subscribe today and you'll gain access to free business resources on topics like strategic career planning and advancement, business development and growth tactics, salary negotiation, revenue generating methods, networking, social politics, and more. Want to showcase your experiences and expertise through the lens of corporate life and entrepreneurial journey? Then you're invited to be featured on one of Meredith's upcoming She's In Charge video podcast interviews and entertainment workshops. Contact the team directly at info@nccareerconsulting.com and provide your full name, phone number, website, and the best time to contact you. A representative will respond to you regarding the next steps. Get featured, subscribe, or schedule a consultation with Meredith today.
When I first saw,
it's a natural beauty. Yeah.
Totally my bad. Welcome back to the After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Thank you guys so much for being a part of the show tonight, being here, loving us, and all that good stuff. We're going to pray you guys out tonight. Father God, thank you so much for the amazing opportunity to be here before your incredible people today, for all of us to come together as one, Father God, for one incredible purpose, and that's you. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for We Talk Radio Network, for all of our staff members, for all of our listeners, for the people who hadn't even heard our name, Father God. We're just praying over everybody tonight. We pray for safety, protection, love, and light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're looking out for you. We love you. We're going to continue to do everything we can to make sure that you are enlightened, motivated, and inspired right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is an incredible opportunity to be a part of an extraordinary movement, and I'm really excited. We've been in existence since 2010, but I'm going to tell you, we got to rocking in 2020, okay? We got to rocking. So we're super duper excited about what the next 10, 20, and 50 years are going to hold for We Talk Radio Network. Come on and join us. Come on and be, I'm sorry, y'all. I got people making me laugh in the back. Come on and join us. Come on and be a part of the network. You can do that by going to wetalkradio.com. That's www.wetalkradio.com. You can follow us on all of our social media platforms. You can follow us on, we're everywhere, Twitter, Reddit, Tumblr, TikTok, you name it, we're everywhere. So go check us out and like us, love us, and share us as well. We really love that. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We've got a fabulous YouTube channel. Go check us out under We Talk Radio Network. Go ahead and please, I'm not begging for subscribers, but please, we love subscribers. So definitely go subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you can check out all of the incredible videos that we have up there. A lot of our radio shows are actually on video, so you can go check them out there. And also our website, wetalkradio.com. That is all one word. Please go there and check out our website. It's a brand new website. We've got all of our staff members, our team members right there on the website, so you can check all of our incredible team members out. We're so awesome. We love it. Again, thank you so much for being here and being a part of this network. I am Kia D. I MC this show every single Wednesday night alongside T Smiley and Big Joe. You can check us out on all of our radio shows. Of course, we're here Wednesday night, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday are the only days that we're not here right now, but coming in April, we will be. So we're really excited. We have some brand new shows that are starting, and we also have some shows that are coming back, such as Turn Up Tuesdays, Throwback Thursdays, and Club We Talk Radio. They'll be coming back really soon, so you'll have an opportunity to be a part of those shows. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm excited for you. Check us out at wetalkradio.com. wetalkradio.com. Again, thanks so much for being here and being a part of the We Talk Radio Network movement and the We Talk Radio team. We appreciate you. Good night.
All I want is for you to love me again. It's like we're going through the motions, making love with no emotion. It's like we're roomies in the same crib, but this ain't where your heart is. Let these feelings go.
We were like we used to. with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.